were discussing the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very interesting stories. After Fath Makkah, last week we discussed about Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, how he accepted Islam. Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala. Amongst the people who were also told to the Sahaba that if you find these people, then you must kill them as well. Remember I mentioned last week that there was a general amnesty given to the people of Quraysh when Fath Makkah took place. However, there were few people whom Rasulullah said, wherever you find these people, you will not spare their life, you must kill their life, and I explain why. So amongst those people was a person named of Habbar ibn al-Aswad. Respected mothers and elders, we have discussed this incident, I'm sure, already in Sirah and in some other talks. But very briefly, who is Habbar ibn al-Aswad? He was actually responsible of giving Rasulullah some so much of difficulty, so much of hardship, that he was the man who harmed the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Zainab was married to Abu al-As bin Rabi'. Abu al-As bin Rabi' initially was a non-Muslim, and I mentioned that time that that nikah was permissible until later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said you got to marry a Muslim. Initially, if they were married to a non-Muslim, it was permissible. And Abu al-As bin Rabi' lived in Makkah. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was the wife. She had to live with the husband in Makkah. She was not given permission to make hijrat with Rasulullah from her father to Medina. He was gone to Medina. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and others joined. Of course, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha could not go. She had to stay with her husband. She was a believer. She had accepted Islam. But she lived with the husband in Makkah. Until there's a long story of how Abu al-As bin Rabi was captured by the Muslims. Battle of Badr. And if you recall, I mentioned to you that a ransom was given for him to be released. And the ransom, the money that came, was a necklace of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when Rasulullah saw that necklace, he began to cry. Why? Because it reminded him of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. This necklace actually was Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's necklace, and she gave her daughter on her nikah day that, oh my daughter, this necklace is for you. When Rasul saw this necklace, he began to cry. He cried. Nonetheless, Abu al-As bin Rabi, the son-in-law of Rasulullah, was released on condition that he'll send Zainab to Madinah Sharif. Allahu Akbar. He agrees. He goes back to Makkah and he prepares Zainab and he lets her go. So she's traveling alone. She just comes out, coming out of Makkah, when this person by the name of Habbar ibn Aswad sees, and he sees her coming out. Where are you going to? No, you can't go to Medina like this. And he began to pierce the camel on which she was riding. The camel was injured, it falls down, and Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was pregnant at that time, she falls off the camel and she aborts her child. She miscarries. She miscarries. She is bleeding. Allahu Akbar. Her husband comes to know. He becomes extremely angry at Habbar ibn Aswad. Nonetheless, after a few days, she recovers and then she is sent to Madinah Munawwara. And she meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now this person who was Habbar, who caused Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha taklif, who was so cruel and he hurt her. Rasulullah had told the Sahaba in Fateh Makkah day, the conquest of Makkah, you find Habbar, kill him, don't spare his life. So this was announced, it was permissible to kill Habbar. When Rasulullah returned from Ji'irana, suddenly Habbar presents himself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, this is Habbar. Rasulullah replied, yes, I know it's Habbar. I saw him. One of those who were present among the Sahaba, he gets up, ready to strike Habbar. Rasulullah indicates to him to sit down. Habbar ibn al-Aswad, listen very carefully, mothers and elders. Habbar ibn al-Aswad stands and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. He This is the kalima. And he says, وَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ مِنْكَ فِي الْبِلَادِ وَأَرَبْتُ اللِّحَاقَ بِالْأَعَاجِمِ He says, I escaped from you. I fled from you with the intention of joining the non-Arabs. ثُمَّ ذَكَرْتُ عَائِدَتَكَ Then I remembered how you benefited others. وَصِلَتَكَ How you maintain family ties. وَصَفْحَكَ How you pardon those أَمَّنْ جَهِلَ عَلَيْكَ Those who are ignorant towards you, how you forgive them. وَكُنَّا يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ أَهْلُ شِرْكٍ O Messenger of Allah, we were polytheists. فَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ بِكَ Allah has given us hidayat now through you. وَأَنْقَذَنَا مِنَ الْهَلَكَةِ And Allah has given us freedom from destruction. Allah has saved us from destruction. فَصْفَحْ عَنْ جَهْلِي O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have asked you now to forgive me, to pardon me. وَأَمَّا كَانَ يَبْلُغُ عَنِّي And all the pain and suffering that was caused through me. فَإِنِّي مُقِرٌّ بِسُوءِ فِعْلِي مُعْتَرِفٌ بِذَنْبِي I acknowledge, I confess my sins and my evil ways. I did wrong. Please forgive me. My respected mothers and elders, what do you think Rasulullah said? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ Abbar, I have forgiven you. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Allah has been kind to you. Why? إِذْ هَدَاكَ لِلْإِسْلَامِ Allah has guided you to Islam. Remember, Abbar, وَالْإِسْلَامُ يَجُبُّ مَا قَبْلَهُ When a person embraces Islam, it wipes out all his previous sins. Allahu Akbar. Habbar ibn al-Aswad, who almost assassinated the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he caused her to bleed. He was responsible for her miscarrying her child. Any one of us, we would have got mad. We would have killed the person. This is Islam. This is the justice of Islam, which the non-Muslims are blind to. They do not know this. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the fikrism have. Not people to go to Jahannam. People must be saved from Jahannam. People must be saved from Jahannam. Habbar ibn Aswad becomes radiyallahu ta'ala an. He comes, becomes part of the galaxy of the Sahaba. Subhanallah. Just like Habbar ibn Aswad, Wahshi bin Harb radiyallahu ta'ala an. He also, he had murdered Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an. But we know his example, that when he also embraced Islam, after the long deliberation, a lot of messages that went across from Rasulullah to him, etc., dawah was given to him, and then finally he embraced Islam. So he also became radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There is another person by the name of Safwan bin Umayyah. Safwan bin Umayyah was from amongst the Quraysh leaders. Well known for his generosity, his hospitality. His father, Umayyah bin Khalaf, if you remember, also enemy of Islam, he was killed in the Battle of Badr. When Makkah was conquered, Safwan bin Umayyah, he realized he is going to be killed, so he flees, he escapes to Jeddah. He had a cousin by the name of Umayr bin Wahab. And Umayr bin Wahab, after the Battle of Badr, he and the Safwan, now this is all long before Fatih Makkah took place, we're talking, you know, bringing it back, bringing, reversing now to the Battle of Badr. After the Battle of Badr, we know the Quraysh were suffered heavy losses, and Safwan lost his father Umayyah, and many others had lost the close ones. So Safwan bin Umayyah and his cousin Umayr bin Wahab, they were sitting and talking in the Hatim. And Umayr bin Wahab, he expressed a desire. He said, if I did not have debts, and if I did not have a family to look after, I would have gone and I would have killed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Safwan says, no problem. I'll take care of your family, your children, your debts. You go and do the job. So Safwan bin Umayyah now takes care of the family of Umayr bin Wahab. And Umayr bin Wahab has a poisonous sword, and he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had discussed this whole incident, and you know, when he comes to Rasulullah and Rasulullah looks at him, Umar ibn Khattab stands up. Ya Rasul, looks like he's came to do something wrong. Nabi said, leave him. Nabi said, Umair, tell me, what intention you came with? No, I came to see my family member who was taken as a captive. Nabi said, no. What have been you, were you and Safwan been discussing in the Hatim? Allah, when he hears that, he knows no other person was present there. He realizes this is definitely a Nabi of Allah. He embraces Islam. Now he's going back to Makkah. Allahu Akbar. Supposed to have killed Rasulullah Sallam, but he becomes a Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallam. This is his hidayat. In the meantime, Safwan bin Umayyah tells the people of Makkah, oh, very big news is going to come to you. Great news. Glad tidings. You're going to hear something very, very nice. You're going to hear now. Thinking that now, Umayyah has gone and killed Rasulullah Sallam. But as he comes, respected mothers and elders, it's been written in the kitabs, subhanAllah, that Umayyah is still returning, coming closer to Safwan. From a distance, Safwan sees his face and he makes out, he sees your face is looking different. When hidayah comes to a person, Allah brings nur on his face. Is he looking different? And he says, yes, I have embraced Islam. Allah. Safwan becomes angry. You have become a traitor. You made me look after your family and children, your death. And this is what you do. I don't have anything to do with you. Umayyad bin Wahab tries all the time in Makkah to persuade Safwan to embrace Islam. He just refuses. Now came Fatih Makkah, and I said, now he escapes to Jeddah. Umayyad bin Wahab is still worried about his cousin. So he goes to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, give my cousin sanctuary. Nabi Sam says, no problem, I'll give him amnesty. And he gives him his turban. Nabi Sam gives Umayyad his own turban, and he says, go and show him. This is the proof that I've given him amnesty. Umayyad goes to Jeddah. And he tells Safwan, this is what Rasulullah is saying. So it's a long incident. First he refuses to come, finally he agrees. And when he comes, he says, O Messenger, he says, O Muhammad, did my cousin Safwan say that you have given me amnesty? Nabi said, yes. So Safwan said, give me a respite for 2 months so I can think over whether I should embrace Islam or not. Rasulullah says, don't worry about 2 months. Take 4 months respite. So he did not embrace Islam immediately. However, in this condition, he was still a disbeliever, but he accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the battle of Hunayn. And that is where Rasulullah had borrowed some coats of armor from him. And then after the Rasulullah had given him a large number of goats and livestock, and he could not believe it, that this is the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this touched his heart, and he takes it. Oh, then that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is when he embraced Islam. So he also became Safwan radiallahu ta'ala. Then we find that the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Quhafa, what a wonderful person. Living in Makkah, he did not make hijrat. Now he is there in Makkah. And when his Fatih Makkah takes place, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala brings his old elderly father who could not see. Remember when the rest of the family, Asman, Aisha and all made hijrat, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then Abu Quhafa had asked them, what has your father left behind? And they showed him some stones, some pebbles, and he thought it was gold coins. So then he was relaxed. He was unable to see. Elderly person. So Abu Bakr Siddiq brings his father Abu Quhafa to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi said, هَلَّا تَرَكْتَ الشَّيْخِ فِي بَيْتِهِ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَنَا آتِيَهُ فِي. Why did you not leave your elderly father at home? I should have gone personally to meet him there. This is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why you give him that leave? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, no. Ya Rasulullah, it is more proper that he comes to you than you going to him. Rasulullah then passed his Mubarak hand on the chest of Abu Quhafa, and then he recited the kalima. Abu Quhafa embraced Islam. It is mentioned that due to his old age, his hair, his facial hair, his head all were gone white. He had gone extremely white. So Rasulullah tells him to dye his hair, but he should not dye it black. And Rasulullah then congratulated Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala on his father Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala embracing Islam. Like this, there were many others also, very interesting stories, but inshallah we will stop here. Inshallah Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to continue the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam next week. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.